You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I got nothing to say. I think we covered everything at halftime. I'm still grossed out at the thought of good-looking Al Davis and good-looking John Madden.
Why does that bother you so much?
Because they taught me football. I don't want them looking good. I don't need there to be any glamorous sense. Aspect to them. They're like family.
They can't have positive aesthetics? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to be all weird about it.
Why? You're making it weird. They're not making it weird. They're just playing parts of guys, and they look like the guys that they're playing.
Oh, yeah. If there's one guy who probably doesn't know he's good-looking, it's Christian Bale.
I mean, I don't know.
And why are you all so obsessed with American Psycho as a society? The movie's been out for 20 years.
It's a great movie.
5 on it then? 5 on Still gro- it. It's Number gross one. To think about.
Who was the most valuable player in the Cubs series win over the Reds this weekend at Wrigley Field?
Okay, I know we talked a lot about all these important people, like...
There's a lot of them, right?
You mentioned Jameson Taillon and how he works on all these different things. And it's like a chef and he's got all these ingredients. And we talked about the importance of Kyle Tucker and how valid he was to and is to the Cubs' offensive existence. But I didn't even mention PCA stats yesterday. 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 stolen bases. He is using all of his energy in positive ways. And when you consider how he was able to help contribute even yesterday, I still think he might be my MVP.
He also had quite the diving catch on Saturday. That was a very nice catch.
That was an incredible catch. Also, shout out to Matt Shaw for some really solid defense at third base.
So that's where you're going, huh? Okay. All right. PCA. That was my answer, but I'll let you have it.
No, what? Why? It's not a battle of... finite resources.
Oh, we can agree?
We've been agreeing. We both also think Michael Bush deserves time against lefty starters.
Yeah, he'd probably be my guy, but they only let him play one game. So I can't have a guy who played one game be the MVP of the series, right? That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
All right, Michael Bush.
Make it make sense. Are you only doing this because I picked P. Crow Armstrong? Because that's weird.
He batted 1,000.
Nobody ever said we had to like always pick different
sides.
Yeah,
we're government and mandated to not agree with each other. So
here's
like,
the deal.
What is that? We have to embrace debate.
Here's why I'm going to go with Michael Bush. The Cubs were undefeated when he started a game. They were not undefeated when PCA started a game. Got it? Also, he was perfect at the plate. 1,000 on base percentage. Nice slug as well. Five bases, is that good? In two swings of the bat?
Yeah, 5 total bases is great.
So I'm going to go with Michael Bush. Get that man some... The man hits lefties. There's this idea he doesn't hit lefties. He actually has just as good in numbers, actually better numbers against lefties in his career than he does righties. Let the man hit lefties.
It's time, Craig. It's time. Take the training wheels off. 5
on Number 2.
So Kyle Tucker left Sunday's game with a jammed right finger after sliding into second base, but this question isn't about Kyle Tucker. What's the most inconvenient minor injury a person can suffer?
Is it the blood blister? Because I have one, and it was very inconvenient. It's very minor. It hurt for like a day. It's still there physically, so it's on my pinky. I heard it when I got stuck between two weights at the gym, a couple of plates. I don't lift per se. I gently try to move.
This is like when Marshall says, I don't go out. And then he's like, let me tell you about that time that I was out.
No, this is not the
same
thing. You're
like, I don't go out. And then you're like, what's that super secret new place that I went to so long ago, aka a month ago? And I'm like, do you hear the words coming out of your mouth? Yes, you lift. That's why you have a blood blister.
I have a blood blister because I lift. That's not it, though. It's a hangnail. I'm sorry. If you've ever had a hangnail and not had immediate like ability to address the hangnail, band-aid the hangnail, all that, it just hurts.
It does. It like throbs.
It hurts.
And you're like, why is this bothering me? I thought I was better than this.
Layla, once you get the band-aid and you're good, you're good.
No, not for me. It still like hurts and throbs. And I'm like, stop, finger. Like, what are you doing over there? Get it together.
Is that your answer then?
No.
Oh, what's your answer?
I think it's bursitis. Nothing's really wrong with you. Only a little wrong with you.
I don't think I even know what bursitis is.
I don't know what it is either.
Are you talking about like an athlete injury? I think it's got to be bursitis.
Okay, well, tell me what bursitis is.
Bursa are fluid-filled sacs in your body that help, are squishy between joints and they help you move. They are all over, but they are especially prevalent in joints. So if you irritate one thing, then your bursa will go crazy. The knee, for example, is a place where a lot of people get bursitis, and the inflammation is so severe sometimes that you can't move the joint.
At the top of your knee?
Yeah.
I think I have bursitis.
Is it swollen? Does it limit your movement?
I think we just diagnosed it.
I'm reading about bursitis on the internet, and it seems to kind of go with what's going on with my knee.
Marshall Harris is every person anywhere with internet access. Like, I think I have this thing on WebMD.
They are, yes, small fluid-filled sacs that cushion the joints and reduce friction between bones and soft tissues. So basically, nothing's really wrong with you. Your body's just mad at you.
How do you
get
rid of it?
And it's so mad at you that you can't move.
You don't.
You have to stop the swelling, usually ice, and also just rest. But it's like driving a car when the windshield wiper doesn't work and it's raining. Like, that's how I feel about bursitis. For athletes, anyway. Hangnail is up there for me, though. But also just the injury of slept on something funny.
Okay, so I can't rest. Rest is not an option.
But it's 100%.
I walk to work every day, both ways, uphill in the snow sometimes, even June.
Do you do anything for the inflammation? Like, do you support your knee with a bandage of some sort? How do you not know you didn't have this?
Well, you know, I told you my knee's been bothering me.
I
told you my knee's been bothering me, but I didn't really know what it was. But this all lines up exactly with how my knee is feeling.
Is it bothering your movement? Like, is it limiting your range of movement?
Yeah, a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. It more bothers me when I sit in this chair. I'm going to start standing up, but then the mic's got to be real high because I'm not, shorter.
I have a minor injury to throw into the list, so I have two, actually, and it's both in the mouth. One is a burnt tongue.
Yo! Ooh. Not that type of show.
If you have a
it is that type of show. We already established this.
Do we kink shame? The other show doesn't. Do we kink shame?
No, we do not kink shame here. Okay. So what's going on in your mouth?
Burnt tongue, terrible feeling. The other one is a canker sore, because all I want to do is like dig into it, and it just hurts so much.
Yeah,
so
the canker sore gets so inflamed, then your teeth are like, I'm supposed to bite this? And you're like, no, teeth, no.
I think the burn on the top, the roof of your mouth is worse than the burnt tongue itself.
I agree with that too. Like the hot piece of pizza, yeah, you bite it and it's terrible.
Okay. It's always cheese. Cheese retains heat. That's what I've learned.
Look at you teaching me things.
Your mind is blown over bursitis?
Yeah, it is.
It's really annoying, but also minor, but annoying.
I'm going to just give you a quick inconvenient injury. The blister you get if you have a shoe or a boot or something like that that kind of rubs on your heel like the wrong way.
Then you can't do anything.
Blister? You're talking about an actual blister?
An actual blister.
I've got something for you. Not low rates. So Band-Aid and other companies make this tiny little deodorant stick looking thing. And you put it on the place of friction that you anticipate beforehand, like your heel, for example. Or for me in sandal season, it'll be like sides of toes and things like that. and then it prevents that from happening.
Look at that.
Boom. Buff, tough actin, tenactin. What's the
tough actin, tenactin?
Yeah, tough actin.
Nailed it.
I just thought about that because of the John Madden, Nicolas Cage talk earlier.
Ooh, 847 and says a sty. Sty is a good point.
I haven't had a sty either.
309 says the infamous soft tissue injury.
Okay.
815, bursitis ends with a burst of sex burst and you don't have them anymore. Not a fun process.
Whoa, that seems aggressive.
No, because I stopped mine. It just went away, but it took a lot of ice. People tell me to take, you know, an anti-inflammatory, but I found that ice worked for me personally the best.
847. Most inconvenient injury, Beans and Franks from There's Something About Mary. That is a very...
I wouldn't know about that, but I'll take you guys.
That's a real injury.
Yeah.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Number three.
Hey, remember on Friday when you guys were out and about at our remote and you guys said this?
We have a chance to see not one, but two Chicago teams sweep this weekend. Here's the thing is that I'm hype machine today.
Okay.
And also, what better chance do the White Sox have than facing the Orioles this weekend?
The White Sox could leave this series and no longer be the team with the worst record in the American League.
Yeah, sorry about that. That didn't happen. How bad is it that the Sox were swept?
Okay. It's really bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I was really hoping that the Sox, this was their best chance at a sweep until they play the Rockies. And even then, I'm questioning everything now. They only scored 5 runs in the entire series. The entire series. I'm like, oh, the Cubs scored 5 runs in an inning? Like, that's unacceptable. And once again, they had solid pitching. They just didn't have anything to back it up. The White Sox are now 3-15 in one-run games.
Is that bad?
Now, the Orioles only outscored them to have 9 runs in the entire series. This was a battle of wills.
Again, their last 7 losses have been by 2 runs or less. They're always in the game. They just can't win the game.
And there's nothing more insulting than a 2-1 loss.
Is that worse than 1-0?
Yes.
Tell me why.
It is 100% worse than 1-0. Because you have 100% more runs if you have a 2-1 loss.
Oh.
Like there's something about the 2-1 loss that really bothers me.
Yeah, because 1-0 is like, oh, we just didn't have it that day. 2-1 is like, oh, we were able to score a run. We just needed another one.
To
we were right
at least
there.
Tie. And then another to, therefore, win the game.
Back to what you said about the July... Or excuse me, you didn't say this. I'm going to tell you. July 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Is that the series we look forward to?
That is the Rockies for the White Sox. At the same time, interesting enough, at home for the Cubs, a three-game set with the St. Louis Cardinals. Could that be the double sweep that you've been waiting on? Or there's this other alternative. The White Sox don't sweep anybody the rest of the season.
That was going to be my next question. Do we think, should we do a dollar bet here? Will the Sox sweep?
No, because it's at Colorado.
Or just in general, will they have a sweep the rest of the year? Mass says yes, but the team says no.
How many sweeps did they have last season?
I don't believe they had a sweep last season.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
They don't have a sweep this season, I can tell you that. They did have a sweep. Do you want to know who they swept?
Yes. Last season? Last year?
They swept. They had two sweeps last year.
Two?
Yes. One of these teams plays in the American League East. One of these teams plays in the American League West.
Red Sox, A's.
No.
Damn it.
You had the right state for the American League West.
Angels?
Yes, they swept the Angels. They also swept the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, that's right.
That was early in April. So,
it's all coming back.
Would you like to make a wager? Would you like to make a wager?
Yeah.
Okay, the White Sox won't get a sweep this year. That's my stance.
Oh, I was going to go with you on that.
The Sox are going to sweep this year. I'm in. So, yeah, the Sox are going to get a sweep.
This is very Josh Giddey of you right now. Your love for Josh Giddey is sweeping over into the White Sox.
The two people I love the most in this town, Josh Giddey, Chris Getz. Because Chris Getz went to my high school. Oh, so I have to root for my guy.
Robbie, I know you're in a tough moment right now because Frank Ragnow has announced his retirement.
I forgot about that.
But that doesn't mean that you have to go...
Look at you twisting the knife.
I'm the voice of the people who don't have voices. You know, I'm the lover of the ones who...
You mean the voice of the voiceless?
Yeah. What did I say? Am I the voice of the voices? I'm the voice of the voices.
You just said you're the voice of the people who don't have voices.
I'm talking about this Caleb Williams guy.
It has been a rough talking Monday for me as well. I've like combined four different thoughts to start the show into one, and it was actually...
Okay, so we're not making a wager on the White Sox sweeping a series this year. Because we're on the same side of the ledger.
Listen, this isn't like Stephen A. and what's his name? Mad Dog. We don't have to always take opposite sides on things. We can't agree on stuff.
Oh, no. I'm looking for a chance to make some money. That's what this is about. I'm looking for some chance to make a friendly $1 wager.
I'm just sad because that probably was their best chance to sweep.
Yeah, it's very disappointing they did not win a single game against the Orioles. We went from talking about them sweeping to talking about them being swept.
What if Colorado trades Ryan McMahon but before the series? Do you think that would be enough to put the Sox over the top for the sweep? I say yes.
Are they trading Ryan McMahon to the Sox?
I think that other teams who want to trade for a third baseman would probably...
Who's hitting barely over 200? Sure.
Have you looked at third base's production in these Major League Baseball
Matt
streets?
Shaw, keep doing what you're doing. You look really good, especially on defense right now.
Number four.
In December of 2023, Las Vegas Aces coach Becky Hammond said this about Knicks guard Jalen Brunson on ESPN.
But at the end of the day, they don't have a dude. You got to have a dude. You got to have a 1A dude.
Jalen Brunson.
No, he's too small.
But here's the thing, and that's
didn't they say about you?
But you know
he
what?
Say that about you, but you're a Hall of Famer. Know what?
I got a philosophy. But can I say my philosophy?
Go ahead.
If your best player is small, you're not winning. John Stockton, Allen Iverson, Steve Nash, you could go down the list.
Did Becky Hammond's take on Jalen Brunson age well, or is there hope that the Knicks can make a future run at the NBA Finals with Brunson as the centerpiece of the team?
Did she really invoke the name of Allen Iverson in that way?
She did. She talked about Allen Iverson. She talked about all of them, except for she didn't mention my guy, Steph Curry. But also, Steph Curry is the greatest shooter who ever walked the planet. But she also didn't mention Zeke, Isaiah Thomas. Because he got it done as well.
All of that disproves her theory. Also, how funny was the contrast of her voice to Perk?
Perk, it's
Jalen Brunson, he's too small.
It's not often that you see Perk like pause and back down, but there she had him on the back pedal. She had him on his Donald Faison in Remember the Titans.
Perk is a big man. So, like, at that point, you know, it was just undoubtedly about the size discussion.
But Becky had that dog in her when she said what she said.
She does. That's who she is.
That's who she is.
But you're right. Steph Curry is the biggest antidote on here.
No, but, like, he's all... But that conversation continued, and she said, he's also the greatest shooter of all time. So that's why he stands out. He's an outlier. Zeke, that's a better thing. But she says, why do you have to go that far back to find a small guy winning championships?
The way she listed them
too small.
And the way I just crumbled.
She was ready. She was ready for Perk.
I was like, oh, not AI. Like, it just crumbled to the ground with the dagger through the heart. Oh, that was painful. She does have a point, but again, it's still her argument about size being, well, for lack of a better term, what matters here. She disproved it when you say Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas. I think, like, that's disproving it.
I think it's those are two special Hall of Fame talents that.
But then it's not true.
Okay. It's been a long time.
So can I ask you guys to follow up? I want to follow up on the other aspect of this. With Jalen Brunson as the centerpiece of this Knicks team, can they get to the next level with him, or do they need to start with somebody else at the center?
I think they can.
I hate to say this, but they need to start with just more dudes playing. Like, yep. It's a Tibbs minutes issue. They need more talent. Yeah, maybe they need one more of that level, and I get why they traded for Cat, but he's got to play other people. You can't be doing this.
So my other quick follow-up is Cat going to be on this team next year?
Yes, he will be. Because what are you going to do?
Get Giannis.
The Knicks with Giannis.
Giannis makes too much
you had
money.
Brunson as their second guy and Giannis as their first.
Giannis makes too much money. They've got to figure out
how
to
trade the salaries, though. I mean, they got a lot of stuff.
No, but they got to figure out
put
who
it
else
in
is
the
gonna
trade
play.
Machine. Other put it in the trade machine and see.
Other people would have to play, and I don't know that Tibbs is ready to trust other people to play.
But maybe he's gaming it if it's Giannis because Giannis is so efficient. Like, he gets down the court in four steps, so then.
Four and a half, but yes, I
you
hear
know
what you're
what saying. I'm saying. So the Giannis is like, a minute for me is like five for other people. And then he's like so cool in philosophy all about it and then says something neat and then they win games.
Wait, do we have another question or is that... Okay, we got squeeze another one.
Number five.
All right, so I found out something about myself yesterday. I went to Jenny's with my girlfriend, got some ice cream. Delicious.
What flavor?
You got to get the gooey butter cake. The gooey butter cake at Jenny's is unbelievable.
Number one.
A lot of calories.
Definitely.
Stop it.
But while I was eating
Robbie
the ice cream...
Robbie weighs like 7 pounds.
Yeah, I do. I'm actually... Like, it was windy the other day, and I started just flying. So, like, I took a bite of the cone. Like, the ice cream on the cone, not the cone itself. But my girlfriend's like, wait a minute. You chew ice cream? And I found out myself, I've chewed ice cream my whole life. If I have it in the spoon, I chew it. I chew it off the cone. Like, if it's just the ball. Is it weird to chew ice cream?
Yeah. Is your mouth made of platinum? Like, how are you not...
I have sensitive teeth, so I can't just be chewing straight through. I mean,
even
I get it.
Even if you have normal teeth. No, I don't chew ice cream.
Well, but... Don't you? So you're just literally using your mouth to soften the ice cream until it melts
enough
to swallow.
If it has like cookie dough in it or something, then yes.
Yeah, you're
that
chewing it. Yeah, and you had gooey butter cake, so that's
but
got
like
some solid stuff to
it.
But
off.
Like the frosé, sorbet at Jenny's, which I love.
So is it about the
chewing?
Is it about the chewing or is it about biting into it versus licking it?
It's a little bit of both. Like if I have it in the spoon, I'm still chewing it in my mouth. I understand if there's like cookie dough and stuff, you're probably going to chew, but I do not lick the cone. I just chew
it. Oh, you just never lick the cone. Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
Are you a cyborg? Like, why don't you have any cold sensitivity?
But it's not soft serve, right? Because you would have a different approach for soft serve.
Yeah, soft serve, you kind of have to lick because if you bite it, it's just impossible.
I am not going to leave Robbie out on this ledge. I kind of do the same thing.
You chew ice cream?
Yeah, it's been since I was a kid. This is just a habit I guess I never broke out of.
This is where we embrace debate.
Here we are.
We got chewers
I
back
stand
there.
With you, Robbie Triano.
Next time people, in, like, whenever they eat ice cream, just notice, am I chewing or am I licking? And if you chew, welcome to the dark side.
So also add to the fact that some people don't get brain freezes and some get brain freezes every time.
I never get a brain freeze. My teeth don't get cold.
See, we might have a commonality there. I don't get brain freezes. See
what cyborgs produce our show.
I'm very disappointed in this, chewing ice cream thing. I don't do it. So I get the ice cream and I just don't want it to melt. So I'm just licking away.
Also, Rainbow Cone is opening up by our station. We got to go, right? Science for
I'm
science.
Chew away.
Rainbow Cone for science.
What's Rainbow Cone?
Wait a minute.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.